For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The inaugural Vice Chancellor for Enrollment Management at Arkansas State University is getting used to the university and being in the community. He's starting to make changes that will help benefit students and enrollment. I talked to Dr. Brian Terry about what he was doing at Arkansas State University.
I like to tell people I'm on my listening tour right now, and so I'm kind of going around and listening to all the wonderful stories that Arkansas State has as part of its part of this community. It's been a lot of fun meeting the people. It's been a lot of fun learning about Arkansas State, things I didn't know. I'm still kind of finding my way around campus. I apologize to you. I was a few minutes late.
No, it's all good.
Because I was like, oh, look at that. There's a whole radio station down here. I'm blown away by some of the things I've seen.
And so with this listening tour, what are some of the things that you're wanting to kind of learn as you start, you know, start really going into the job of enrollment management?
Sure. Well, one of the things that we know about is that we need to do a better job of telling students our story and talking about what our uniqueness is. You know, why do we want students to come to Arkansas State versus some other institutions in the state or in the country? And I think that's where we're going to start our process, is getting with students, getting with faculty, getting with staff to say, tell us a little bit about Arkansas State and why you're here. A, why you graduated from here, B, why you still work here, what made you come. Those are some of the things that we're going to start working on right away to get that story out and to get that in front of that 17-year-old who may be thinking, I'm not exactly sure where I want to go. Well, Arkansas State's got a spot for you. And then there's others that are saying, this is what I want to do. Well, I can guarantee you, especially if you want to be in radio and communications, this place is phenomenal. So this is the spot for you.
And with that, I know that you've been working really hard in that kind of listening around. And what are some you said there's been a lot of stories that you've heard. Kind of tell us a bit about that. Boy, you meet people all the time, you know, around campus and also in the community as well.
Sure. One of the things I found out in my interview, one of the questions that was asked was, what would you do if you were out in, at this time it was Walmart, and somebody stopped you and asked you about, tell me what are those things about Arkansas State that you love, or why should I send my child there? I got to tell you, I kind of thought it was a hypothetical question. It didn't happen in Walmart, but it happened in Kroger. And mm-hmm. So the love of the community of people coming in and saying, I saw your picture, or I saw you in the newspaper, or I saw you on the website. Aren't you that new guy over at Arkansas State? And being able to stop with and chat with those folks and say, yes, did you know this? Did you know that? And, you know, I really want my son or daughter to look at Arkansas State. How can I get in touch with you? That's happened not just once or twice. That's happened about a handful of times. So I'm excited that the community is behind Arkansas State where the way it is. I got to tell you, every time I see an Arkansas State t-shirt or bumper sticker or license plate, it just makes me feel good because we have a community both inside and outside of Arkansas State that they really are behind this institution and they want us to succeed. When you have that kind of support, you really can't fail.
What are going to be some of the steps that you're going to be taking as you kind of go along by way of starting to work into telling the stories and really start going along in the enrollment management part of it, I guess, if you don't mind?
Arkansas State's never had an enrollment manager. And so I think the first thing I have to do is start to build the culture of what enrollment management is. It's really not just, well, he's the guy who goes out and recruits students. It's much bigger than that. The enrollment management offices right now are the admissions and financial aid offices, but we work very closely with the registrar's office. We work very closely with student success. We work even with alumni. So my big role is to start pulling some of those pieces together to make kind of a very cohesive, non-barrier way of getting that student from high school to become an alum here at Arkansas State. And I think right now there are, well, I know he does recruitment and I know he does admissions and I know he does financial aid and I know he helps with registration, but I'm not exactly sure how he does those things. So it's pulling those pieces together to say, are we talking? Are we communicating well? If we have financial aid who's sending out information in March, does the admissions office know about it? Is that aligned with some of the dates for the registrar's office, student success? I mean, is everybody really talking? And I think that's where enrollment management started. There were a lot of things that our admissions office does very well. Our recruitment office does very well. Our financial aid office does very well. Mm-hmm. Our registrar's office does very well. But together, are they working well? And sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. And that's really what enrollment management is all about.
Yeah, and it's something that I know when it works well, it seems like it's a seamless transition, I guess.
Exactly. I look at it, you go to many places, and if you think about it in a fast food context, you know, even in the fast food industry, you can start ordering by numbers. You know, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, a lot of times higher education works like this. Well, I'd like a hamburger, french fries, and a shake. And you're like, well, I can handle your hamburger, but you need to go to this building for french fries. And then you have to go across campus for a shake.
Right, right.
That's the kind of thing enrollment managers come in and say, no. We need to, if we know what a person wants to do, if he wants to be an English major, we need to start right here and make that English major thing so that by the end, they haven't gone anywhere, but they're staying at the same counter to make that thing happen.
Yeah. And it seems like, in a way, this is kind of a science, I guess, in that, but it's an important part of it. I know it's something we've never had, but what advantage does the Office of Enrollment Management bring to a university that has it as opposed to juxtaposing with a university that doesn't have enrollment management, I guess?
Sure. We bring a couple of things. You're right, there is a science to it. I think a lot of people think, you know, we built it so they will come. But you really have to go out and get the right students to come in. And the right students is a science. Who is that student who wants to come here and be the Arkansas State graduate that we want them to be? There's some science involved in that. Mm-hmm. It's getting those right students and getting those students who are going to succeed. But then it becomes how is that feeling? If you have a student who comes in and they're undeclared or they're unsure about whether or not they should be in college, we know who those students are. We can tell who those students are. We've got a lot of first-generation students who, unfortunately, at institutions that don't have enrollment management, may not recognize that, hey, they've always been given a class schedule. The bell rings every hour, and so they know to go to a class. Well, college is different than that. And you may have one class on Monday and three classes on Tuesday and one class on Wednesday. That's something the new first-time student has never experienced, nor do they understand, do they have any support to make that work. Mm-hmm. My job is to look at students like that and say, we've got a support system for you. And it's not going to be like high school. It's going to be different. And here's, just like you succeeded in high school, we're going to help you succeed in college to get you there. And so that's really what enrollment management is about, is making sure those students are supported.
Dr. Brian Terry joining us here on A-State Connections on KASU. Kind of circling back also, I love this part of saying that, we're going to make it as easy as we can once they get to campus, but also there's a component of making sure that we're going out and getting those students as well across the state when you have a lot of great institutions that are out there. So kind of tell us about that by way of what, you know, and there's a strategy to that as well, by way of saying, you know, we want you here at Arkansas State University.
Sure. And that really has a lot to do with the academic side of the house. What do we offer that other institutions don't? You and I were talking about the research podcast earlier. Who else is doing that?
Right.
And if you have those kinds of things, we've got I've spoken about this before, the Women's Center. They have a wonderful, wonderful program in March where we want women to come here to learn how to be leaders, the Women's Leadership Conference that's coming up. I mentioned before that we've had several faculty members talk about how can we help our students succeed in the classroom. In fact, there's a group that gets together monthly to talk about what can we do to get those students over that hurdle. We've got a program here that isn't at all institutions, and I think it's really unique here, called Starfish, where it's an early alert program.
Mm-hmm.
And I think parents really need to understand what that means, and I think we have a responsibility to tell them. But if we find that students aren't doing well, we can send that the faculty member sends that information out to some seasoned professionals to say, well, let's talk about tutoring programs. Let's talk about extra help. Let's talk about you know, how do you add a class? How do you drop a class? You know, let's talk about those things that are going to keep you on track for graduation. That's important. Not every institution does that kind of thing, and we actually are doing it and doing it very well.
Yeah, and that can be extremely critical, especially in that first year.
Absolutely.
And really in that first semester.
Absolutely. I think, and one of the offices I didn't talk about is we also need to talk about career services.
Yeah.
You know, we really want to make sure students understand, and I make this joke all the time, you know, students understand lawyers, they understand doctors, they understand teachers, they understand those majors. But when you look at an institution and you look at the number of hundreds of majors that an institution has, I can tell you this, I certainly didn't think I was going to be a vice chancellor when I was coming out of the University of Illinois. I thought I was going to be an engineer like everybody else that went there. But I got into this field because I was working with the career services department, and I looked at the career services advisor, and I said, well, how'd you get this job? And that connection was made, and I always tell people I got into college and never left.
Dr. Danfus worked really hard on being able to sign these agreements with numerous institutions that their students can just seamlessly come on over to Arkansas State.
Yeah, those agreements were huge for us. And I can tell you, at some states that I've been to, those are really hard to sign. But I applaud the Arkansas State University system for recognizing that there are some students that just need to go to the community college first to get those 2 years out of the way so that they understand, okay, now here's my next step. I am a big, big supporter of the community college system. My father was a vice president for a community college system for almost 30 years. My mother was a campus president of a community college. So I've been around community colleges all my life. Took several community college courses while I was in high school, and now that I wish back then they would have had this dual degree stuff, I might have got out a lot earlier.
Right.
But those kinds of things are huge for us, and now that we've signed those things and we can be in front of them, and when the student gets that associate's degree, understands that they only have two more years left, and they can come to Arkansas State, finish those 2 years, and then go out and be a productive member of society. That's really what we want to do from wherever they are.
I know you're really excited about the future of Arkansas State and the future of what you're going to be doing.
I know it sounds like it's been said before.
Sure.
But our future is really unlimited. I mean, when I think about some of the things that I've seen and how we can promote it and how student, you know, you really have to be at a place where the faculty, the staff, the students, even the executive chancellor, all want to succeed so much. It really makes my job that much easier. And there have been times that I've gone to a place and I've heard, oh, you know, nothing but negative things about this. And that you never want to work in an area like that. I've felt nothing but positivity at this institution. And I got to tell you, that has been so much fun for me. Because when you like to go to places, and yeah, are there some things that we want to see changed? Absolutely. I think over time you're going to see those changes, and then everybody can be positive. But, you know, where the bar is right now, we can easily surpass that bar, and we're going to even start setting that bar at a much higher rate.
And it also it helps that you all have the support, as you say, of the local community. You can work with the schools and all that, because you can't do this without the communities, obviously.
Absolutely. And so far, that's been a lot of fun. We one of the things that we're doing that I think is going to be great, and I'm for those folks that have the high school seniors out there, the director of financial aid here, Terry Finney, did some research and found that we've got a lot of students that still need to fill out the FAFSA for next year. We want all these students to come to Arkansas State, don't get me wrong, but we certainly want them to be able to pay for college. So we sent a letter to each of the superintendents throughout the districts, throughout the state, A, introducing me, and B, saying there's a number of students that are scheduled to go to college next year who still haven't filed the FAFSA. Give us a call if you need some help, or, you know, those kind of things. Or what can we do to come down there to help those parents get into school or get into the financial aid process? We certainly want them to come in here to Arkansas State because I do think this is the best spot for them.
Right.
But we also want them, whatever their college choice is to make sure that they're going to be able to finance it.
And that's Arkansas State University's Vice Chancellor of Enrollment Management, Dr. Brian Terry. Since this interview was conducted, there have been a couple of things that have been released about some of the changes that are starting at Arkansas State. Those include restructuring A-State's approach to all incoming students with the renaming and repurposing of the university's Office of Admissions. All current recruiters now become admissions counselors, with operations of the office to be directed by a new senior director of admissions. Previously known as the Office of Admissions, Records, and Recruiting, the recruiting and admissions area continue with the Division of Enrollment Management as the Office of Admissions. And as part of the reorganization, the records function of the previous office will shift into the Office of Registrar and the Division of Academic Affairs. The newly organized office is also investigating new management software that will allow for better tracking of communication with potential students and help identify more opportunities for interaction with prospects. And finally, greater integration of A-State alumni in all levels of the admissions process, from identification of potential students to direct participation in local events, is part of the strategic plans for enrollment management. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A-State Connections.